and we're going to open our last meeting of 2017. Try to contain yourself. And can we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Jody?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Do we have our high school representative? Here she is. Oh, I think it's mine.
All right, thank you.
Good evening, everyone. At the high school, we just had our electives awareness week where all of our different electives set up different tables in the main lobby to promote their own program. Today was art awareness day, and there was a pottery wheel set up, sewing machine, watercolors, and more. Additionally, this past week, we hosted our 46th annual MetMonk UN conference. More than 500 students came together to discuss politics and worldly issues from a variety of different countries. Tom Suozzi also made a guest appearance Saturday night and shared with the students that they should continue to fight for the rights that they believe in. Coming up this week, we have our Senior Citizens Tea on Wednesday, December 20th at 3 o'clock, hosted by our Community Service Club. We also have our reading night at 7 p.m. that same day, where Ms. Muller's students will be reading their personal works of poetry. Finally, we hope to see you at our choir concert this Thursday, December 21st at the high school at 7 p.m. I hope everyone and their family has a safe and enjoyable holiday break. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we're going to go on to board announcements. Susan?
Well, I have two really great...
Go for it.
So I was at the attendance at the winter concert for the orchestra and for jazz, the jazz ensemble. I am just absolutely amazed how these students and teachers in orchestra, some of these students are learning almost 8 pieces of music. And then and hold the very rigorous academic courses. I'm blown away. And as we heard just now, that sampling. So, and of course, sleigh bells was, I think it's been 40 years and it's still amazing. And the jazz ensemble under our new direction of Mr. Carter was fabulous too. And he got up and he played with the students, which I just so enjoy watching teachers interacting with their students like
sure.
that. And then I found out today that our MetMonk conference number 46 made to FiOS News. I will put a link. I think Dr. Lewis had already put a link on our
Facebook,
and I will be sharing it. It's a great. This club has been here 46 years. And I believe you know MetMonk started as Metropolitan Model UN because we were one of the first or only ones in Nassau County. Look at how well this tradition has lasted and how well our students perform in it. It's just a amazing, amazing experience for like Decca is, and I mean, I'm not sure how old is Decca at this point.
It's gotta be 40 years old.
Yeah, so I mean, we just our traditions. I do love it, and especially this time of year, you get a little nostalgic. Yeah,
what? You have an answer.
I mean, just you know, you're nostalgic this time of year, but it's just it's.
No,
it's,
those it's, are great traditions.
So, bravo for our teachers, bravo for our students, and I'm glad that the younger students are starting to look into doing clubs, you know, in middle school too and elementary school. So,
yeah.
Thank you, and have a happy and healthy New Year to everybody.
Thank you. Anything? Anything? Anything?
Just about.
Go right ahead.
I just can't get over what the kids learn. In all areas, of course, but tonight the music department really outdid itself, I think. It's just phenomenal. So I couldn't really compliment enough because there aren't enough words. They did a phenomenal, phenomenal job. So I'd like to let them know.
You say something, Ginger.
Absolutely. It's not a public political announcement. However, this is what public education is all about. It's about giving everybody a chance to achieve exactly what they want, and it's about a Board of Education and a school district that views the arts above so many other things. There's so many districts that have cut and slashed, and we're sitting, if you've come to the meetings, talking about expanding and doing more, and the fruits of our labor are what you saw tonight if you've gone to the concerts, and I'm just very, very proud of a school district that no matter what people throw at us, we turn around and we value the ability for our kids to achieve to the highest heights they can.
Thank you. Okay, now we're going to go on to superintendent announcements.
I also want to echo what Ginger just said about the music department. I was able to go to the POB Middle Schools. Jody's daughter was performing on the saxophone, and the choir was there, the grade 5 and 6 band. And I just want to salute the music teachers, and in particular, I want to salute Ms. Karen Bernstein, for the record, who really stepped up to the plate and helped a colleague out who was unable to make the concert. And she helped to prepare those children so that they didn't miss any instruction. And the performance was wonderful. In fact, the kids did Star Wars at the end. And just a wonderful concert for POB Middle School. And then, you know, as you said, you've watched them grow. Tomorrow, by the way, is our elementary concert, and I'll be there for the elementaries. In fact, JJP had the little ones doing, it's JJP, it's JJP. JJP has, the kids had to actually, just as these kids had to try out for the chamber, they had a little chamber orchestra for JJP. They had will have kids playing in the lobby.
Oh, wow.
They had to try out. So this is the beginning of setting them up for playing the music. And I know Jody always talks about her daughter going to the high school and watching the saxophonist at the high school, and he's influenced, who's influenced Jody's daughter to play. I mean, it's amazing. The drummer at the high school, a female, was amazing at the jazz. I mean, she just had us just amazing. So all around, our music program is just wonderful, and of course, who could? You know, when Glenn Rubin did
exactly
Anna Kleinert music. Now, you know, I love Anna Kleinert music. That's my favorite. A little story about Anna Klein. That was the first piece that my son's orchestra did for LISFA. So forever, when you hear them practicing at home, it means nothing. You hear this, you know. But then when they're in LISFA, that was the piece that drew me to the orchestra. And then he did Anna Kleinert music. I mean, unbelievable. Actually, the Sailors dance, that was another one that they did. So it was a wonderful concert that I just remembered all the pieces that my son had done. And then, of course, we ended with Sleigh Bells, which is posted on the website. Everyone should watch that. But just wonderful. So thank you for making our seasons bright. We look forward, of course, to the Thursday's concert, which is the high school's course.
Will you be singing with them?
Absolutely, I will be singing with them. I always sing with them at the end, of course. I'm tickled pink that I could do that with them. The kids are just wonderful. So that's our music, and we just are very proud of it. This is a banner week from State Ed, last week, actually, from all the efforts of the Board of Education, and of course, Jessica Corbett and her group of parents who have advocated so well for a special group of students who were being graduated without the diplomas that really meant anything in terms of being able to be employed by civil service and to be able to seek work out after school. They have advocated, and I know the board has written a letter to the commissioner. The Board of Regents did put in place exactly what you've asked for, which is a proposed rule that on or after December 12, 2017, Students with disabilities who have not earned a minimum score of 55 on the ELA on our mathematics. So just so you understand, prior to this, they would have had to have earned a 55 on a Regents. Now, there are a lot of children, not a lot, but a group of students. So, for example, I had a statewide conference that I held. We heard about students who were able to pass the HVAC exam. That's a tough exam. And would be qualified to join civil service, but did not pass the Global Regents exam. So those are the kinds of things that they were able to read the manual, can start up, can come to your house and fix your air conditioner in 2 seconds, but the Global Regents exam or, you know, other exams, because they did not make the 65 on that, they were not able to pass to qualify to become employed by civil service. So those are the kinds of stories that we hear about, and you have advocated, and the superintendents certainly have, and Jessica's group have, and now what they've done is really created a flexibility within districts that will allow students who have passed the course. So they must still sit for the course, pass the course, but if they didn't make the 55, they will there would be an appeal to the superintendent, and there's a superintendent's determination. So the superintendent would take all the data in. So it's not for a child who didn't come to class, didn't do the work, didn't pass the test, you know, during the school. But there are some kids who freeze on the Regents exam. I've heard stories of kids who have taken the Regents 5 times. Have, really? In Hicksville. So those are the stories, that they've passed the course, and I say hooray, that I'd be very proud to answer that appeal to me and to be able to have those students be graduated and to march with their peers. So that's, you know, sometimes you wonder whether the state is listening.
We do wonder that sometimes.
You do. But I have to say that there is a listening ear now. I really do.
That's great.
I do believe that for all of the efforts, it took persistence. And I've always said persistence.
You have.
Pays.
And you know what? I would just like to thank you on behalf of the board and all of our students and all of the students in New York State for advocating for them.
Well, it's a band of us that the commissioner would probably like to go away, but
but we won't let that happen.
Won't. Actually, she sees that we really are focused on helping children. So also we have the 180 day, the new requirement. And remember, we talked about a couple of things that we had to change in our calendar because the 180 day regulations. Stated that we couldn't do half days, that the days had to be five and a half hours to count for state aid for secondary, and they had to be 5 hours to count for elementary. We pointed out some errors in the way the state was thinking, and on this one, they really adopted everything that we've asked. Really, really, I mean, I'm like, when I read the new regs, I was in shock because everything we asked, one of the things we asked for is the ability, the flexibility to be able to do things like half-day parent-teacher conference day and have those hours count. Now, you recall this year, we had to make it a full day in order to meet the auditor's mandate. So going forward into the future, they are allowing us the flexibility to meet the total number of hours, rather than do the number of days that are 5.5 hours to count. They are putting it on districts, and again, boards of education and superintendents, to meet the 900 hours, which is required for, if you do 180 times 5, that's a 900, but to give you the flexibility to meet that 900 hours. So it means that we have to look at our auditing systems to make sure that we meet the the 900 hours, but it does say that we could do a half day. So those 2 half days at the end of the year that I won't say which district, but a district got audited for because they had the two half days at the end of the year, and that did not meet the 180-day requirement. So we now have the flexibility to do that. They also, and in the document, referenced the flexibility of moving to a later June rating day. Now, it might not everybody might not be pleased, but for districts and for superintendents, we are pretty pleased with that. Because what that says is like a year such as next year, we will get some flexibilities. And I will officially will know as of tomorrow what the rating day will be. So we promise that once we know the rating day, we would then do an adoption of the calendar. The language gives me assurance that going forward that we would have some flexibilities. So I have presented a plan to the board, given what I think will be tomorrow, the announcement for the rating day that will allow us to meet our calendar obligations. And also, we hope to present something for adoption, or at least, yes, for adoption.
For adoption.
For at the next board meeting, but we'll have it out in plenty of time prior to the board meeting, because the board meeting is the 8th. Mm-hmm. So as soon as you come back, you'll have a calendar to work with. I think that that's it. And then the high school scheduling proposal, I got quite a few of people giving me some input on the areas of the scheduling proposal that they had concerns about. We've put something in place. I believe the high school PTA met today. The BAC, pardon me? PTA curriculum met today. The BAC has already met. The PTA will meet this Wednesday night. And by the beginning of the school year, we will see a proposal that will reflect.
By the beginning of the new calendar year.
What did I say?
School year.
Oh, okay. 2018, January.
Correct.
We expect to have something before the board to be adopted at the second board meeting. So we'll give everyone plenty of time to give input on that process. I think that's it for me.
Great.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Next question. DECA was founded, I believe, in 1946, but the POB chapter was founded in the late 1960s.
Well, thank you for getting that information so quickly.
Google. It is amazing.
Okay, now we're going to go on. I don't know what to do without reports.
I'm happy to give one.
No.
That's okay, Jill.
It's my holiday. We'd like to get through the
year.
So, we're going to go on to public participation. District policy number 1510.1 provides that persons wishing to make comments or raise questions shall once state their name and address, and to indicate on whose behalf they are speaking, if a non-resident. The policy prohibits public discussion on matters relating to staff and students at which their reputation, privacy, or rights to due process, or those of others, could in some way be violated. As a reminder, an audio recording of this meeting, including public participation, is being made and will be posted on the district's website. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes. We thank you in advance for being respectful of all speakers and staff members. The floor is now open.
Good evening, Dr. Lewis, administrators, and Board of Ed trustees. Anuraj, 133 Manor Street. I always forget that, Debbie.
But you remembered.
Yes. So for the sake of being consistent and to make sure you people didn't miss me, I'm here asking that Diwali be officially put on the calendar for the 2018-19 school calendar as a holiday. I hope that you get the ratings day that you were hoping for, Dr. Lewis, and I hope that that'll give you a chance to allow to truly embrace this diversity that our community is growing and it'll be a great way to embrace you know, these 15-20% of the growing community. On another note, I have to echo all of you guys in our music department. It's fantastic. My children are in Peoria Middle School and did perform at that concert. I did remember seeing you in the back there. And it's, I think, I know that Mr. Galante was ill, but whenever, you know, whenever he has put together a concert, it's fantastic. Ms. Bernstein is amazing for the work that she did and that she's covering for Mr. Galante and all the practices that she's doing.
I'm getting the stink eye from the attorney. Could you just say the staff?
Okay, I'm sorry, or the staff members. Okay. I don't know everybody because my children haven't had a chance to experience everybody, but the staff, and I then if I can name the name, but there are some staff people who actually get together and do a two-week summer concert? No, I can't talk about them. Okay. But
no,
you guys are fantastic. Sorry. Just no legal trouble. You guys are fantastic. We have a fantastic music department, and kudos to all of us for keeping them.
We agree.
But circling back to, I would love for us to see Diwali as a holiday on the calendar. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. And I have to say this, happy Festivus for the rest of us. All right.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Bhavna Shah from 23 Azalea Court, Plainview. Just want to say happy holidays on behalf of Stratford Road PTA and enjoy those little gifties
yes,
from them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything
nice.
You do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Hi, Amy Weisbord, Bloom, 36 Diamond Drive, Plainview, and I'm 48, so the glasses have to come on now. All right, I want to follow up on the letter that I wrote to the board and Mr. Murray. I think that we need to ask the question as to why so many kids are dropping classes before we vote on changing if and when they can, and whether to punish them with a 60 on their transcript. A, are we giving them enough accurate information as to what is really involved in each class? B, are they dropping because it's too much busy work versus they cannot handle the level of the class? Rigor is not necessarily more work. Rigor is the level of thinking that the work entails. C, what truly is an elective now? This district offers an incredible number of APs. Are we counting all non-mandatory AP classes as electives, such as AP Stats, AP Computer Science, AP Human Geography, or even having a second AP Science? Should one have to make a quick decision in 10 days as to whether to drop this class? And in 10 days, are they really ever having been given a test? Or do they even know if the one test they can then rise up to the occasion? D, kids start to make their schedule for the following year on January 3rd, before even midterms take place. Is this enough time to know? Is March 1st even enough time? E, for the classes with no honors, should kids not try to see if they can handle AP? And is 25 days, again, where they're not a lot of assessments, enough time for them to know which wrong fit is better? A lot of kids still probably do belong in honors. When I first got the letter about the proposed schedule change, it was under the guise of stress, and that made me think. POB high school kids today are under a perpetual state of stress, hours of homework, weekly tests, etc. Then I think of my daughter at a top university having less stress. Sure, right now, she has 3 finals in 3 days. I don't want to talk to her, I don't want to look at her, she's a mess. But at her university, midterms are spread out by teachers, papers are not on top of each other, etc. And besides some busy periods, which you expect in college, she gets to enjoy weekends out, Saturdays at a football game, and fun. She has a balance. My son, in 11th grade, on the other hand, has not had one day since school started, not one day off. We actually even planned our parents' weekend around your family night, so we knew that he didn't have a test the next day, and we had our flight come home at 9 a.m. on a Sunday so he could have 10 hours on Sunday to do his work. Having them have to decide whether to keep a class in 10 or 25 days adds to the stress. Not doing well in, say, an AP class and punishing them by having the grade follow adds to the stress. Having a 60 on the transcript destroys them. Memories of our high school instead of counting down the days until the stress ends. Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, I did email you that. That was it. I did email you guys another statement. I just feel like my kid is 1.5 years left, but you're just seeing the stress increase, you know. And I just want you to, like, a lot of you don't have high school kids. I just want you to understand. Yeah, but even from my daughter, who's 3 years older than my 11th grader, life is a lot different.
Colby Kuznets, 7 Motor Lane. My name is Colby Kuznets, and I'm the 11th grade vice president. As such, I'm here to advocate and be the voice of those who don't feel comfortable speaking to the board. But more importantly, I'm here as a student. The testing schedule created for the high school is highly opposed by the student body. One of the main arguments raised by the student body is why and who. The why aspect of this question is, why is the system being implemented when many of us have been able to handle the current testing policy for over 3 years? How does this policy prepare us for college? One of my fellow officers said it best when she said, from a student's perspective, although it's a difficult and daunting experience to have many tests on one day, we understand it. It is preparation for college and for life. With that said, stress is a big part of life, and we need to understand how to deal with it. Isn't it better to learn how to deal with stress in high school rather than in college or in the workplace? Learning how to deal with stress and time management is another skill that high school teaches us. Something that has been brought to my attention by a sophomore student was procrastination is the key reason why parents and students are stressed. Instead of doing the work, they're posting on social media how much work they have to do. The problem isn't that they don't have time to study, it's that they aren't using their time properly. Changing the testing schedule won't solve a student's time management problem and will inhibit us from learning the key skills. The second part of this question is who? Who is pushing for this? Is this policy the view of a student or a few students, or is this the view of the student's parents? Moreover, if these are the views of students' parents, do the students share the same views? Sometimes I vent to my parents about school, not expecting them to do anything, and when they do something, it isn't what I wanted. This policy, if enacted, would directly affect the student body. It would affect me, not my parents or your parents or anyone's parents, more than it would affect the student body and myself. It's time to step back and look at this from the student's perspective. A survey was asked, and 160 students replied in total. Out of that, 156 students responded that they were not in favor of this policy. Since this policy directly affects our education, we strongly feel that we should have a say on whether or not this policy is approved. Whether that be the 25 elected student government officers throughout the high school, or a student-run forum to properly inform the students so they can make an informed decision and cast an informed ballot so they can vote on the policy. On behalf of the student government, I'm here to say we are in agreement that this policy does not have our support. I would also like to submit a copy of the responses with the kids' names redacted for their privacy and security. Thank you.
Thank you. So, this is not a board. I applaud you for coming up and standing up and speaking on behalf of the students. Thank you very much. But to the rest of my fellow members, Jim needs to hear this, and the administration from that, Mr. Murray needs to hear this, and the rest of the administration needs to hear this. And I'm hoping that this survey was shared with them, because this is not before us. This is not a policy. We don't have a policy. It's not a board policy.
I'm assuming the students shared it with the high school administration. Okay.
But
thank you.
But again, this is not something on our in front of us right now.
That's true.
Okay.
Hey, Tom. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dave Epstein. I live at 520 West 43rd Street. I am actually a class of 98 graduate, and I'm here on behalf of the Alt Ed program. I know most of you probably know my name from the emails. Thank you for the time. I also listened in on the audio from the last meeting, and I heard what Mr. Murray said, and again, I want to say thank you, because that program means so much to so many of us. I am here because of that program. I am what I am today because of that program. I dropped out of school in 10th grade, had no interest in going back. Alt Ed got me back. It enabled me to keep going to 11th grade instead of being left back, which wouldn't have worked for me. I would have just dropped out. The people, the staff, when everybody else gave up on us, you had Mrs. Threat, Betty.
Okay, I'm going to get a look again, so don't mention them.
We had a great staff, a number of people, some who are actually here today, also supporting me, unnamed people behind me. Without them, I would not be, I wouldn't have graduated. I wouldn't be anything. And today, I'm actually director of operations for a construction company. And that is because when I wanted to drop out, they literally dragged me to class. And every time I was in trouble and I was suspended, they kept me from going and leaving. And there are so many kids who need that program. And I know, I know that you guys are interested in bringing it back, and I know you're trying to and you're doing different things. Please use me as the example, because these kids, they're not bad kids. They're just lost, and they just need somebody to not give up on them. And we had so many people give up on us, and we just need people who don't. And I just want to let you know.
I want to thank you. I know that that's a difficult thing to talk about, but we are so glad that there were people there and that we didn't give up on you. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And don't give up on us.
I absolutely will not. Thank you very much.
Good evening, Dr. Lewis and board members. My name is Sue Tang. I live in at 33 Richard Court. I'm here. I just want to, on behalf of Chinese American Association of Plainview, just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy Hanukkah. And hopefully next time when we come back, I'm going to hear the good news that the Chinese New Year going to be officially on the calendar, and we're going to celebrate from next year. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Gary Batan, 17 Frankie Lane. As far as the scheduling with days to drop, one structural thing that I think is important that has to be noted is if all, and that's all, the teachers don't agree to update the grade book constantly as they give tests, then it's not fair to hold students to any deadline by which they would have to make a decision to drop or not drop a course. It's been going on for a while, and there's really no excuses 5-10 years later why we don't have every teacher in the high school entering grades as they come out, rather than waiting for the 2 or 3 days before the marking period ends, so that we have to actually shut the grade book down for a week. The other issue is different, and that is, I think it's great to identify children who are struggling, and we want our children to take the more advanced courses, but since Star Wars is out, to quote Master Yoda, do or do not, there is no try. There's no credit or nothing accomplished by trying to take a course and then dropping it. The point that we should be focusing on, I feel, is striving for that higher course and being successful and passing that course and getting the grades that are needed to be successful in whatever is going about your future grades and what you do at future classes. So if we are going to identify students sooner who want to drop a course, can we put measures in place to bolster them up, to help them succeed, to succeed and pass that course as opposed to drop or quit? Can we put a system in place that rewards perseverance and the effort at identifying that there's something going on? What supports can we get for those students so that they can actually succeed in the course, as opposed to just making it easier for students to drop a course later? So I think we should be focusing on the success side of the issue, not the let's make it easy to quit side of the issue. And everyone have a happy, happy Christmas, merry everything, and happy New Year too.
Thank you. Okay, seeing no other speakers, public participation is now closed. We thank you for your input. And can I get a motion for routine business? Ginger, a second. Renell, any hold separations discussion? All those in favor? I would just like to thank SNAP for their very generous donations that we've accepted this evening.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they really are unbelievable. Can I have a motion to approve the Matlin Middle School field trip to the Bronx Zoo? Seth, second. Lauren, any discussion? All those in favor? I just want to say that was my most favorite trip growing up.
I want to go.
Yeah, any chaperones?
Yeah, I
want to go. True. Can I have a motion for confidential schedule A? Ginger, a second. Susan, all those in favor? Can I have another motion for another confidential schedule A? Renell, Susan, all those in favor? Can I get a motion for the stipulation of settlement? Lauren, second. Ginger, all those in favor? Can I have a motion for the other stipulation of settlement? Ginger, second. Susan, all those in favor? Before entering into executive session for the purpose of discussing the employment history of a particular staff member and legal matters, I would like to wish everybody, whatever you celebrate, a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to those celebrating, and a very happy and healthy and hopefully peaceful New Year. And with that, can I get a motion to enter into executive session for what I just said? Ginger, a second. Lauren, all those in favor? Thank you. This might be a record.
Just have to keep Jill off the...
Apparently.
I logged out.
The back side of the table.